Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, cash flow, prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now to live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But most importantly, it's not just about being rich. It's about creating a life that is rich. It's about creating a life of meaning, purpose, and impact. Because as you're blessed financially, you have the ability to bless more lives. And that is the ripple effect I'm trying to create through you. Thank you for binging and sharing and tuning in today, because I know this is going to change your life when you really apply it. Hey, as a reminder, you can check out our website, moneyripples.com. Not only do we have that great ebook on there that you can find more cash, but if you've got questions, if you're saying, Chris, how can I get out of the rat race? How can I create a real strategic game plan to get myself from point A to point B where I can work because I want to, not because I have to? And Chris, I've got dead equity sitting in my house. I've got dead equity sitting in savings. What do I do with it? Guys, you can go to the Contact Us page and reach out to us and find out if that's the thing we can do for you. So check that out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. All right, guys. So I want to get into really a topic that comes up all the time, obviously, because you've heard me bring it up on the show occasionally, but I want to get more granular with this, right? I want to talk more about how do real estate investors, the best ones, how do they use this to double dip? And just so you know, most real estate investors don't know how to do it exactly this way. This is something I'm trying to change because really, like, real estate investors are doing great at real estate, but can they get that double dip effect where they get that double arbitrage where their money pays them twice? And I'll tell you, this works for business owners. If you're a business owner, this is even a fantastic method you can use within your business. You can use it in all kinds of things. The key is using it with the right things. So I want to talk about how that is and how it works. All right. So the big thing is banks are already doing this, right? They're using this strategy. Banks, we know they're taking our money in savings. They turn around, they loan it out to other people to make more money. The great thing is they don't even use their own money. It's not even their cash they're using. They're taking your money and then paying other people. It's almost like a Ponzi scheme. The difference is obviously there's something there and it's legalized. It's kind of a legal Ponzi scheme if you think about it. They don't really have to use their own money. They just use your money, turn around and lend it to other people at higher interest rate, which by the way, you can do too. You can actually borrow money from your house, turn around and lend it, or you can invest it to make higher returns than what you're paying. So I guess it's not a total Ponzi scheme, but I thought I'd just throw that out there. But just so you know, banks have been using this strategy as well. Just so you know, a lot of banks keep cash reserves. They have cash that allows them to loan out more money. In fact, banks legally can lend out 10 times whatever they have sitting in cash. Now, there's different percentages. One that gives them some of the best leverage is actually using life insurance. So they're already using this for themselves. But I'm going to tell you about how you can use it yourself personally. But you got to understand this basic concept of why it works. Now, there's two options when it comes to using money. One is you buy things in cash, or two, you borrow the money. Just so you know, you're always paying interest. There's always an interest being affixed because, one, if you borrow money, we know that you pay interest. That's no secret. But if you pay cash for something, you've now lost the ability to earn interest. That costs you interest in opportunity cost. So think about it. If you go and finance a car and you get at a low 3%, that's your cost when you borrow. But if you pay a car in cash, the problem is now that cash you use to buy that car cannot be invested. It cannot be earning money for you. So you're always paying interest. The question is based on how you are as a steward, which one costs you the least money or which one makes you the most money in that case? That you have to understand, you're always paying interest. So I'm going to talk about a concept of compound interest versus simple interest. If you get this, not only will you understand how infinite banking really works, you're also going to understand why you can leverage debt to create a lot more money. So I'm giving you an example. Say you get a $300,000 mortgage and say that the interest rate's jacked up pretty high at 4%. Well, you're going to pay over the life of that 30-year mortgage, you're going to pay $215,000 in interest. So I remember when I was a mortgage broker, I would use this to tell people to pay off the mortgages faster. I was like the perfect pawn for the banks and for those lenders because I was telling you to pay off your loan faster, which is what the banks want. They do want you to pay off your money faster because all the cash they get, just like I said, they can loan out 10 times that amount. So if you give them money, they get extra leverage and they can make way more interest as a result of that. So they want you to pay it back. And they know that interest gets charged up front because the higher the balance, the more you try to pay in interest. There's no magic formula here. It's just purely simple math. You get charged on it. You pay more interest in the beginning. And as you pay that loan down, you pay the principal down, you pay less and less. So what I told people back when I was doing mortgages, it was a 6% mortgage. You would do a 30-year mortgage. You would pay double. You would pay double the interest. So this one's better. This one's $215,000. You're not paying $300,000 interest, $215,000. But here's the question. What would happen if you invested that $300,000? Say you had the money to pay off your mortgage and you could save yourself that $215,000 over 30 years. But what if you earned interest on that $300,000 over the next 30 years instead? So instead of paying off your mortgage to save that money, you earn money off of it, right? So what if you invest it? Well, if you don't pay off that mortgage, you end up earning 2% on your money, just 2. Remember, the mortgage was 4%. You're earning half the interest. You still earn $243,400 in interest on that money, that $300,000 at a 2% rate over 30 years. And you're thinking, wait a minute, because it doesn't make sense, right? Well, look at it's compound versus simple interest. Yeah, that remember, it was $215,000 that you paid, but you made $243,000 earning only half the interest rate. You actually beat it. I hope you're really letting that sink in. If you want to beat your mortgage, if your mortgage is 3%, you only need to earn about a 1.3, 1.4% on the money you would use to pay off your mortgage to beat it, to make more interest than it costs you. The principal we don't take into account here because the principal is principal, but that interest you save is not nearly as much as people think when they pay off their loans. By the way, on a 5-year car loan, it's almost exactly one half. So if you pay 3% interest on that car loan, you only need to earn 1.5% over those 5 years to match the interest rate. That's it. Just half of the interest rate is all you need. So watch this. Compound interest goes like this over time. It gets faster and faster and faster, grows faster. While simple interest, when you pay down the loan, less and less goes to interest over time. That's why you see more money going towards principal as it goes later versus interest. Not because there's some magic formula to rip you off. It's just simply because it's math. As you pay the balance down, less gets charged in interest and there's less there and more pays to interest. So it's principal. There's an inverse effect. What happens if you earn 4.25% on this money? Yes, it costs you $215,000 for that 4% mortgage, right? But guess what? You earn $745,000. It means you made over $500,000 earning almost the same interest rate. And you earn 10%. Many of us in real estate can do at least that. $4.9 million, almost $5 million. If you earn 15%, almost $20 million. Do you think those of us in real estate really care about that $215,000 it's going to cost us in interest on a 30-year mortgage if we know we can make $5, $20 million plus on our money? Of course not. Now, it might sound too good to be true or ridiculous, but it's not. There are way too many people that have already done this in the real estate game and everywhere else. That's what $300,000 can do for you, by the way. It does take time. It might only be $5 million bucks later on, but it takes time. It still earns heck of a lot faster. Now, if you understand this compound versus simple interest effect, you'll understand how you can actually earn less interest and still beat the interest rate on a loan. That is where cash value life insurance comes in, whole life insurance we talk about. And I talk about high cash. The method that I teach is called max ROI infinite banking. There's all kinds of infinite banking out there, but most infinite bankers talk about how this is going to be in some supplemental retirement someday. I say to heck with that. I want money now. I want the money to work for me right now to create speed, to create wealth. Because the truth is that the life insurance policies, if you try to just let them save up over time, they're not really going to make you much. And they don't save you much. Don't use them to pay off bills. I mentioned that in another episode. Don't do that. It doesn't save you any money, really. Don't use it to just pay off low interest debt, because why use a higher rate loan to pay off low interest debt? Take advantage of it, especially if you get tax benefits from the debt, whether it's be a mortgage or student loans, or whatever it might be. You know, this is being used for cash that we would normally use. So I use Max ROI Infinite Banking because that gives you the best bang for your buck, lowest cost, highest return. And just so you know, infinite banking policies are not created equal. Many people structure these incorrectly or not so efficiently that it costs you a lot more money. It pays their commissions instead. So you got to be careful that you want to have it designed the right way, like how we talk about it here with Max ROI Infinite Banking. So here's how it works. Normally, you take money from cash, you put it in the investment, you create cash flow, and it goes back into savings. So really this high cash, all we're doing is we add this life insurance policy in the middle. So instead of just going money right to the investment, flow our money through the cash value life insurance policy, we borrow from this insurance policy. The insurance company gives us a line of credit. They give us money. So our money's still in there earning compound interest, the full amount. So even if you have $200,000 in there, you borrow $100,000. Guess what? The full $200,000 is earning interest. Remember, in a savings account, you pull out $100,000, only $100,000 is earning interest. If you pull out all the money to invest, you're earning nothing, right? You earn piddly in interest. Plus, you get taxed on it and everything else. We actually use that money to go into life insurance first. That pays out dividends, tax-free dividends. But when we borrow from the policy, we're using that to invest. Now, the thing is, we do get a loan. Like, it's often 5%, sometimes 6%, depending on the company, for the loan rate that you get on the life insurance loan, right? But if you're earning 4-5+% return, your compound interest will beat the interest that they're charging you, especially if you're taking the cash flow. Instead of putting it back into savings, you take the cash flow, put it back towards the policy, paying down their line of credit. This is very similar to the velocity banking strategy that you hear people use with their home equity lines of credit, where they max out their line of credit and then they invest that money, right? And then they take the cash flow to pay back that line of credit down, and then they run it back up again. Same exact strategy, but the difference is a HELOC doesn't pay you any interest, does it? It's not a savings account. They only charge you interest. This one pays you interest, tax-free, by the way. Here's the cool thing. Other things, not only is it tax-free, it's protected in most states, 100% protected from lawsuits of creditors. You could be a millionaire with this money and no one can get to it, except for the IRS, because they can get to everything. It's guaranteed growth. You can make at least 4-5% returns. There's no stupid limits or penalties. This is like a Roth IRA, if you think about it. It's like a HELOC and a Roth IRA in one, and a savings account. A Roth IRA, you get this tax-free returns, but you can only put in $6,000 a year. And for those of us that make too much money, we can't even do a Roth. So no limits of how much we could put in. We could actually put in up to 25% of our stated gross income. Amazing. Or even half of, you know, cash just sitting around. So there's nothing like that. There's no early withdrawal penalties. So you know how you put money into an IRA or a 401k, you pull out before you're 59 and a half, you pay a 10% penalty, and then you get taxed. Here, no penalties. You can access this money within the first month when you put it in. By the way, just as a key note here, we don't just dump in a bunch of cash. That's a great way to get ripped off. Sometimes I do that for people, but usually I have people split up those payments over the years so that you get the max return possible. Cool thing is you get bank leverage. I had a client who actually was able to get a 3.25% loan on his building and then later on refinanced and got the money free and clear. Got the best terms possible. Back then, the building loans were like 5%. He got a lower one because he had cash in his life insurance that they used as collateral to give him a low interest loan. You could actually do that even when you're borrowing from these policies. You can get bank leverage. Right now, 3.25% is the bottom that I've been finding for some of these loans. Well, I'm earning like 5.75% on my own policy. It's awesome. We're talking about not even earning the same interest rate. And as I showed you before, you get that compound rate higher. It's incredible. And of course, like I said, access the cash now. You can actually access most of the money you put in from day one. All right, so I'm going to use example. Here's how it works with real estate. And this is why it becomes a no-brainer for us as real estate investors. And even if you're investing in other things that are, again, guaranteed things, don't put this in the stock market. But if you're in business, you're looking to do something that generates more revenue in your business, this could be the way you fund it. By the way, Walt Disney did that when he bought Orlando, or a big chunk of land in Orlando. When he bought all that swamp land, the bank wouldn't give him a line of credit. They wouldn't give him the loan. Even though he had Disneyland that was kicking off and successful, they would only give him the money if he ponied up some of the cash. Where did it come from? His whole life insurance policy. He used that as the collateral. The bank came with the rest of the money. And voila, we have Disney World and ESPN, World of Sports, and everything that goes with that, right? So anyways, this is where I use it. I use this money when I have to use cash. I love using the banks and using all the money they'll give me. But obviously, you got to put a down payment. So you got to usually put down 20 or 25% down for buying a single family home, duplex, or whatever it might be. So I use an example here. These are real examples, real numbers from a single family home and a duplex. Total down payment was $95,000. The net cash flow was $1,070 a month. So a little over 12%, which I like. It's closer to 13% cash on cash return. Not too uncommon that I can find in certain markets. So $1,070 a month. Now, normally, if you just go put that into a savings account, now if you liquidate that savings account, you start putting that money back in, that $1,070 after 9 years and earning a whopping 0.2%, I think is what I did here. That's pretty high for most of our savings accounts right now. You would have $128,000. So basically your total return over 9 years is 1.3% or just not a lot. And I'm also taking out taxes because you got to pay taxes on that money. But if I use the life insurance instead, I borrow from it. Even though I'm paying interest to the insurance company, and I showed it 5% interest paying the insurance company, but I'm also earning interest on that money too. Watch what happens. This is actually using my own policy, by the way. I did this as a real example. $178,000 that I gained after 9 years. So I made an 8% per year rate of return on my money versus just 1% per year rate of return. That's not even a total return. Obviously, that's a $50,000 net profit above what I would have earned from the savings account. The savings account paid almost nothing in interest, but this paid me more interest. That right there, I mean, $50,000, guys, that's like another property you could buy. That's a down payment for almost a duplex or a really nice single family home. That right there, that's acceleration. That's making your money pay you twice. So that's how we use it. You use the cash that you put into the policy, that goes in the investment, and the cash flow pays back the policy loans, and it just cycles through. And you can take out as many loans as you want. It's just like a line of credit, like with a home equity line of credit. You have up to 95% of the cash at any time that you can borrow. You can take out however much or however little you want. You can pay it back however much you want. The cool thing is, unlike a home equity line of credit, when you do it through the insurance company, there's no monthly payment. You're not even required to do it. They just charge interest. You can pay at the end of the year or not. I recommend, though, if you don't want it to compound against you, you want it to stay a simple interest so you win, definitely at least pay interest only. That's the key. That's how it works, guys. Like, it's seriously a no-brainer. Now, again, I don't say you put every dollar into this thing from day one. There's a method to our madness. There's a way to do it that's safer, because we know that we want to expect the best, but you got to prepare for the worst. You want to make sure that this plan doesn't fail no matter what. So that's why I recommend, if you got a question on something like this and how to do it, hey, that's what we do. That's exactly how we show this kind of thing. You can definitely go to our website, moneyripples.com, go to the contact us page and get some more information. But I tell you guys, it gets me excited because it's leverage. It's really being smart with your money. And once you get a hold of that, it's incredible what you can do. And like I said, once you get this over a certain amount, you can start leveraging other banks, getting cheaper interest. And then the interest you earn is just crazy. I mean, you make massive spreads on that and you really do become like the bank. And that is the goal, guys, is how do we accelerate your progress to hit your financial freedom number, that cash flow number, to be financially free where you work because you want to, not because you have to. Guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And again, if you have questions, go to the contact us page at moneyripples.com. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.